Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio.
Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to grab moments of rest. If you live a busy life, you probably won't get hours and hours of downtime on a regular basis. But that doesn't mean you'll get none. By paying attention and grabbing moments of rest when you can feel a lot less stressed. I wrote this episode on a Sunday night of what had been a very full weekend. My husband was traveling and the kids had a substantial number of activities. And I was singing in a concert. So there weren't exactly long periods of downtime. But I did find a few. 30 minutes to sit on the sofa and read a book while my youngest kid was at a birthday party. And 20 minutes to lie in bed resting while my little guy played a game on the computer with my 14-year-old. Because I knew I would need some rest, I was on the lookout for these spots. And then when they became available, I seized them. No need to check more email and clean the house again. Then, as they were happening, I acknowledged that they were happening. Rather than convincing myself that I had absolutely no time all weekend long. I'm sure you have had similar weekend days or stretches of days. Maybe you are traveling to multiple cities for work during a week and have events most nights. Maybe you are dealing with lots of late work nights and you have a big family trip coming up. Maybe you could really use a relaxed weekend, but your kids have stuff they've been preparing for months. So yes, you might need to dig deep. But you can probably grab some moments of rest. You might look at your schedule and see where they could happen. I knew that my little guy would be at the birthday party, so I made sure to sit still for at least some of the time. And then you can be on the lookout for other times, like during that brotherly computer game. Maybe your last meeting is canceled and you've got a little time before your dinner. Don't decide to get caught up on email. Go back to your hotel room and relax for a bit. Or if you've got 45 minutes, maybe decide you'll relax for 25 and do email for 20. I know it is hard to really enjoy small moments of rest. Often people tell me that if they know something else is coming up afterwards, they can't really relax. And I get that. But I think there are a few things that can help. Setting an alarm is one idea. You know you can relax until it goes off, instead of wondering how much longer you have and watching the clock. You can also really notice that you are relaxing. Get indulgent. Get in bed if you're home. Read a magazine or close your eyes. If something occurs to you that you need to do, you can quick jot down a note to yourself. Maybe don't pick up your phone if you think you'll start checking your email. And it might seem silly to tell yourself, "Look, I'm resting now." But I find that life is all about the stories we tell ourselves. When we tell ourselves we have no downtime in a weekend because we don't have much, we don't enjoy the time that we do have. We pollute it with stuff that didn't actually have to happen. But when you notice the rest you do grab, you change the story. I have some time. Maybe not as much as I want, but some. And that is a different matter entirely. In the meantime, This is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravanderkam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.